I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The DNR's trout stocking program recently wrapped up the spring schedule in West Virginia, but that's no reason to stop trout fishing. In fact, I'll explain in a moment why now is the time to really ramp it up.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jakes, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
Tom Oldham with the DNR's Coldwater Fisheries Program tells us despite the warmer temperatures and the fact that the stock trucks have idled for the time being is no reason to stop fishing for trout in West Virginia waters.
Oh, no. There's quite a bit of fishing opportunity still out there for those willing to go out and look a little more for the trout that are there.
Oldham says, in fact, if you're a fan of having a large part of the water to yourself, you'll be amazed at how isolated you might find some of those high mountain streams.
The ones who do go now will find a little more opportunity because the fishermen, so many of them believe that as soon as the trucks stop running, that all the fish are gone. So if you still want to walk a little bit away from those spots that they put the fish in, away from the turn, so to speak, away from the road a little bit, and fish towards the latter part of the day when the sun's not quite so bright or so forth, I think you'll still have a fairly good opportunity to do some trout fishing in West Virginia.
Typically in June, the water levels are very low, and you have to select your fishing holes carefully, but the rains that caused a lot of that high water in recent days were actually an energizer for those high mountain streams.
We've had quite a bit of rain right here at the last part of May and the first of June, and conditions are much like they would be at the first of May, and they're changing quite rapidly every day. Just because you do get thunderstorms, a lot of them are regional and not so widespread as you might find with a rain that comes in April and sticks around for 3 days. So trees are drawing out water right now from the streams quite a bit, so things can change quite dramatically, but right now we still have more water than we ever do at this time of the year usually.
He says on the very well-known waters, just move a little further upstream.
You need to go probably more towards the upper end of most waters that you would fish. If you're going to fish in Shaver's Fork, I would look more in the middle portion of the river and up towards the headwaters rather than around Bowden and so forth, because many of the water and the tributaries and so forth that come in they're going to be providing the cold and holdover spots for that sort of thing. And the same would be true for most of the rivers in our state, really.
And finally, now's the time to use that natural presentation.
Try the more natural things. Certainly the fly fishermen would have a little better opportunity with more hatches coming on at this particular time of the year, or people who would use spinners or something that's active and moving.
Don't sweat it that the DNR's trout stocking truck isn't running. Plenty of those trout will find deep pools and make it all the way to fall. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.